Barney. Let's do it. Chaf Gimel. Chaf Gimel. Ah, perfect timing. Chaf Gimel. K'tiv. Vayikumim anshei ha'ai k'shloshim v'shisha ish. It's talking about the Sefer of Joshua, Yoshua, when I killed approximately 36 men of Klal Yisrael. The Tanya, the Gemara Sanhedrin, we're learning it this year. Shloshim v'shisha mamish. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the nation of Ai killed literally 36 men of Klal Yisrael. Amar lo Rav Nechemya, v'chi shloshim v'shisha hayu. What do you mean? I think it's 36. Halo nemar, v'halo lo nemar, ela kishloshim v'shisha ish. It doesn't say 36, it says kishloshim v'shisha ish. It says approximately 36 men. So what does it mean? Ela zeyayir ben Menashe, sheshakul keneged ruba shel Sanhedrin. The opinion of Rav Nechemi was, it wasn't literally 36 men. One person died, Yair ben Menashe, who was equivalent of 36 people, which made up 36 would be the greater majority of the Sanhedrin. So what does this mean? Umivar mizeh sheitachin she'adam echad yeshakul kekama v'kama nashim. One person could be equivalent of many, many men. It was approximately 36 people that died. It was really just one person, Yair ben Menashe, but he was so holy, so righteous, he was equivalent of 36 people. The power of one person, he could be equivalent of many, many people. Same thing with Mishnah Avos. If all the Chachamim were one side of the scale, the Elazar ben Hyrcanus bekaf shniyah, and he was on the second side of the scale, machriyat kulam. He would, the tip, the scale would go all the way to his side. V'lachein, Misha Mabatora Mitar Midosav. Somebody really stags in Torah and purifies his midos. Aim l'sharet chashivuso umekoma ba'olam. We can't even measure his chashivus, his importance and his place in this world. The Ashrei mi Ashrei lova Ashrei doro. Praiseworthy is him. Praiseworthy is generation. A person that works on himself, a person that refines himself, they are so chashiv. They're so prominent. They're so important. They're so illustrious. Wow. Praiseworthy are they. And let's finish the paragraph. It's very exciting. The first parak. We schwitz, we grind, like I keep saying. Free time. You come for Torah. Ubachar to b'chaim. You choose life every single day. If we can work on ourselves, we give tremendous pleasure to our Father in heaven. We give nachas ruach to our Creator. It says in Yuma, or Prager say Yoma, Pevav Maralf. How do you love Hashem? How do you fulfill the commandment to love Hashem? Says the Gemara, Shem Shemayim Mit Ayiv Al Yadcha. That people love Hashem because of your actions. How do you fulfill the commandment, Hatashem Al Kecha, which we say three times a day? What is a way to fulfill this commandment? If Shem Shemayim become beloved because of you, you cause people to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. So what does that mean? I love this Gemara. I recommend underlining it, printing it, keeping it with you. It's mamish. It's so, so chashuv. How do you fulfill this? Sheikor v'shonim mishamish tamidei chachamim. You have somebody that learns Torah, and he assists tamidei chachamim. V'yemaso matano benachas imabrios. And his daily conduct and affairs is pleasant with people. You're a guy that shtags in the base, and you shtag, and you go to chaburus and daf yoimi. But you're honest. You have integrity. You're nice to people. You're a mensch. Mabrios, omros love. What do people say about you? Ashrei aviv shalamdo Torah. Praiseworthy is his father that taught him Torah. Ashrei rabo shalamdo Torah. Praiseworthy is his rebbe that taught him Torah. Oilam labrios shalulamdu Torah. Woe to us, to the people that don't learn Torah. Poloni shalamdu Torah. Rau kamu naim derachav. You mamish see this Gemara is gold. Mr. Reuven, who learns Torah, see how beautiful his ways are. Kama mitukuni maisav. How beautiful, how orderly are his actions. It's incredible Kiddush Hashem, those in the base medrash. And that's all of us. We wear a kippah. We wear a yarmulke to the whole world. This is us. We represent this. We represent the Torah Yidden. We represent it, a proud badge. And they see, wow, he's nice. He's kind, he's respectful, he's patient, he's got midos, he's got balance. It's the greatest Kiddush Hashem. It's the greatest Kiddush Hashem. People say, wow, look at the Torah, look how beautiful the Torah is. Look at it in its fulfillment. Look how gorgeous the Torah lifestyle could be. I love a Ketuvah Omer, it says in Isaiah 49, verse 3, Vayim li abdi ata Yisrael. You, my servant Yisrael, asher b'chad pa'er. I become glorified through you. So as we conclude, this has really just been an introduction, like 4 years later. It's been an introduction that if we represent Torah, which we all do in this room, and we act like mensches, it's the greatest Kiddush Hashem. It's the greatest Kiddush Hashem, and we bring tremendous Nachas Ruch to the Be'er Rei Olam. Yashkoch Gadol.